54-year-old Jonathan West is the father of four and a consultant who helps people figure out how to pay for college. He doesn't lie awake wondering how he'll finance his own children's education, but for more than a decade, he's had trouble sleeping.
I would wake up early and not go back to sleep, or I would have trouble falling asleep, either one.
As he searched for a solution online, he came across a behavior modification program called ShutEye, short for Sleep Healthy Using the Internet. It's patterned after what mental health professionals do to treat insomnia, and it's been proven effective in three different studies. Frances Thorndike and Lee Ritterbrand are clinical psychologists at the University of Virginia.
We take a look at how they're sleeping. We have them collect some information through a sleep diary so we can really understand what's going on for them.
How much time they're spending in bed, how much time they're sleeping, and how many times are they waking in the middle of the night, the quality of their sleep, whether they're taking medications.
And then by looking at that information, we recommend strategies, both behavioral strategies and cognitive strategies. So we try to change the things that are really getting in their way of sleep. So sleep problems can start for a whole lot of different reasons, but it tends to be certain behaviors or certain thoughts we may have that really keep that sleep problem in place.
After the first week of gathering data, ShutEye defines a sleep window based on a user's individual information. That's the only time he or she is allowed to sleep. John West, for example, shared details on his sleep patterns and indicated the time he'd like to get up in the morning,
which I selected at 5:45, and it had me going to bed at 12:25 in the morning. I thought there had been a mistake between a.m. and p.m. or something, because who goes to bed at 12:25 on a work night? But that was my time. And so that gave me a few extra hours every day because I wasn't lying in bed. So I could watch basketball or read or do whatever, which was nice. But it was hard to stay awake until 12:30 in the morning.
If he slept well, the sleep window would expand. If he had a bad night, the program kept him from worrying about it.
I had this just ingrained thought about how much sleep I needed. So I kept thinking, I need more sleep. I need more sleep. But, you know, I was functioning okay and I was doing fine. And it was nice to be able to actually see on my worksheet that I was sleeping through the night.
And there were video vignettes to provide further reassurance, showing West he was not alone.
You about ready to stop working for the night?
I can't. The principal is observing my classroom tomorrow, and I don't feel ready for it. I need to keep working on my lesson plans. And tomorrow I'm going to be exhausted. I can already tell that I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. It's going to be miserable.
I mean, it's only 8 p.m., and you've already decided that you won't sleep tonight and that tomorrow will go terribly.
You're right. And ShutEye would not approve.
The six-week program costs $129, and Thorndike admits you could get much of this information from a book. But she says there's an important difference.
Some of the information is very similar, but we can really use the technology to make it more engaging, more interactive, and more personal.
She adds that this online approach is more convenient and a lot cheaper than working one-on-one with a psychologist. Scientists in Australia are trying to determine whether ShutEye can help people recover from or avoid depression, while researchers in Denmark hope to learn if this automated online program can help breast cancer survivors worry less and sleep more. I'm Connie Stevens.